This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. More hostages will be released this weekend to Israel. AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says it has received a new list of hostages to be released by Hamas on Saturday. It would be the second batch of hostages to be released by the Islamic militant group under a four-day truce. Netanyahu's office says it has notified the families whose loved ones are set for the new release. Most of the Israeli hostages released by Hamas in the first batch were said to be in good health after returning to Israel. The hostages freed today included 13 Israelis, 10 people from Thailand, and one from the Philippines. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Ahead of international climate talks, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres visited globally important Antarctica, where ice that's been frozen for millions of years is melting due to human-caused climate change, sending the message that we, quote, absolutely need to act immediately. The visit comes just before the COP28 begins in Dubai. Guterres, accompanied by Chilean President Gabriel Boric, witnessed the thawing landscape firsthand. Antarctica plays a significant role in regulating Earth's climate because it reflects sunlight away from the Earth and drives major ocean currents. Guterres mentioned the big responsibility of Sultan Al Jaber, president of the upcoming climate talks, and head of the Abu Dhabi National Oil Company, has to encourage more clean energy investments. Double amputee Olympic runner Oscar Pistorius has been granted parole more than a decade after shooting his girlfriend through a toilet door at his home in South Africa in a killing that jolted the world. A Department of Corrections spokesperson said Friday that Pistorius will be released from prison on January 5th. Pistorius was one of the world's most admired athletes when he shot Reva Steenkamp multiple times on Valentine's Day 2013. For additional stories, 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Some residents of Lahaina, Hawaii, have hired an attorney to help them assess their safety of their homes after the August wildfire left behind ash and a lingering smoky smell. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
One of the residents who's been trying to clean his home says he worries about the lingering smell and whether contaminated ash could cause long-term health effects. And Daniel Skousen is requesting an independent health analysis, concerned that town officials may be so intent on reviving the tourism industry they might downplay any negative test results. Officials have deemed most of the water supplies are unsafe to drink, while advising that children and pregnant women stay away from the burn zone. A main concern is dioxins, toxic compounds that can form when plastic pipes, tires, and other household materials are burned. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The European Union is sending border police reinforcements to Finland over fears that Russia is behind a migrant influx. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The European Union's border agency says it's sending a significant reinforcement, including patrol cars and additional equipment, as soon as next week to Finland's border with Russia. More than 800 migrants without proper visas and documentation have arrived in Finland so far since August, with more than 700 so far in November. That compares to just a few dozen in September and October. They include people from Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, Yemen, Kenya, Morocco, and Somalia. The Kremlin denies that it's behind the surge. I'm Norman Hall.
New Zealand's National Party signed a deal to form a new three-party coalition government on Friday after weeks of negotiations over ministerial roles and policies. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
Prime Minister-elect Christopher Luxon said the new government's first order of business would be to bring down inflation. The coalition has said they plan to, quote, rewrite the Arms Act without giving further details, and would undertake a review of the gun registry that was introduced after a gunman killed 51 Muslim worshippers in 2019. The group also plans to roll back a ban on offshore oil and gas drilling, as well as overturn a ban introduced by the previous Labour government on the sale of cigarettes to future generations.
Gabe Singer from Reuters. Canada and the European Union say they are making strides toward new partnerships on green energy, digital transformation, and research funding as a Canada-EU summit got underway in the Atlantic Coast province of Newfoundland. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced during opening remarks on Thursday evening that Canada is joining Horizon Europe, a $100 billion scientific research program. The two parties say substantive negotiations are complete and they are working toward its, quote, prompt signature and implementation. I'm Alexis Strope.